That's what I need.
So, dude. Oh, your video's way lagged.
It's lagged?
Oh, now it's good, I think.
Test 1212. My upload speed is 97.
Hmm.
99.
All right. Whatever.
Is it okay?
Yeah, I think so.
Man, that's your internet.
Shit, I got good internet, bruh.
Test it. Let's test it right now.
Test, test, test. Test, test, you ain't gonna mess. Better watch your chest, because I'm shooting you right below the neck.
Ooh, we're opening with that. What's up, bro?
What's up, dude?
I just fucking was binge watching this account on Instagram called John Breaks Bad News. It's hilarious. So essentially, I don't really know how it works, but apparently people like pay him to call other people and break bad news to them. So people who are like quitting their job, people who are like breaking up with people, like all kinds of funny shit, dude.
Dude, that's actually a good idea.
Yeah, he gets hella views. He's got 1.3 million followers.
That means they're a coward, though. Those people are cowards.
Yeah, I mean, kind of. But like the things that they are like saying are pretty savage. Like if I could go back and quit the last job,
yeah,
do it through true. John Breaks Bad News, like that would be hilarious.
Is this is this live?
Yeah, dude, we have 450,000 people watching right now.
That's it.
Yeah, that dude. It's a slow night, I guess. I don't know, bro.
People are working.
Yeah, yeah. People are working or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I just got a phone my manager, and he's like, "Are you still working?" And I'm like, "Bro, it's 3 o'clock my time, dude." I was like, "No, I don't have to be."
Dude, that's actually a really good sign, dude.
Well, he's on East Coast.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's on East Coast, and I was like, and he was done with his day, and we just got off a call and stuff, and I was just I was rapping him with him about like the recap and next steps and stuff, but I was just like, yeah, bro, I work till 5, dog. I was like, I can be done by 3 though. That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the nice thing about your job is that you work until the work is done. Some days it's really good because you can off by whatever. I mean, granted, there are times where you have to like work in the evenings and prospect and all that, you know, but.
Oh, that's the thing, man. If you're in sales, it's like it has that reputation of like if you get your job done, you can pretty much work flexible hours, truly. Like if you really want to cut out an afternoon, if you do your job, you got pipeline, you're closing deals. I mean, that's the beauty of it. But then if you're not, then your ass is working 12, 14 hour days.
Dude, just to have that little slack dot on when you're not doing well.
Yeah.
Like that's a real thing. That's
totally.
Real thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, one of the best things about living in California was all my meetings, like even if like I was working a deal and somebody was living in New York, it were always early meetings.
I would love that, bro.
So nice.
Yeah.
So nice.
I personally like, I will say though, I love the patch I have now. Just cause like I was working in my previous role, I was working Southeast. So they were on Central or Eastern and it's like, that's kind of a bummer. Well, your day ends earlier, which is dope.
Right.
Which is good.
Right.
But then, you know, it's just hard to be in line with them sometimes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, there's definitely like those days where like they want to do a 9 o'clock or something like that. And
that's
9 o'clock 7
a.m.
is like
time.
7 a.m. You know? Yeah. Yeah. I get it.
Yeah.
So the days ahead digital team, I'm like talking to this guy who's in Serbia. As soon as he said he was from Serbia, I went right to Google, pulled up images of Jokic, and I was like, we fucking love Serbia, which yep. I know nothing about the country, but we love Jokic.
Oh, dude. So. Serbia is we have so many thanks to give to Serbia, dude. They gave us the fucking goat, bro.
They gave us a goat. He called out Novak Djokovic, too.
Oh yeah.
I didn't even think about him. I'm like, I don't know. Fuck, I don't watch tennis, but yeah. Thanks for Jokic. So
there's another player. I think I watched the Nuggets against the, who is it? Houston? That has a Serbia guy that's like, he has very similar play style as Joker. Yeah. Another Serbia guy, bro. Just tall, lanky, and can do everything. It's just wild, bro.
Yeah.
These guys are just different.
Bro, I want to go to a basketball game in Serbia. Doesn't that look so hype?
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's like people are about to go to war.
Yeah.
Like, they're wild.
Yeah, it's like a European or a Spanish like soccer game.
Dude, that reminds me when I was living in France and Kristen and Jessup visited me, when we went and saw PSG, there's a whole section of like PSG, I don't know what they call it, the fucking hooligan section. Yeah. I don't know what they call it, but they sang chants the entire time.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and we're lighting flares and like their flags. Like we were sitting right behind them. So you almost like didn't get a good view, but it was so hype. You didn't care.
Yeah. I remember the videos that you guys said. Yeah. That was awesome.
Best nil nil game I've ever seen. not a single goal. And what made it even worse is Mbappe was on the team at the time. Mm. Mbappe and I think Neymar was on the team at the
Holy
same time.
Crap. Oh, cool.
But they were resting both players because the World Cup.
Damn.
You know, but then France won the World Cup and I was like, okay, I don't care about that anymore.
Yeah, so, how cool is that, dude, that you got to experience that?
Unbelievable.
That's a once in a lifetime. You don't get to, I mean, the chances of America ever winning a World Cup is very slim. So that's going to be cool if that ever happens in our lifetime. But I can only imagine when you're literally studying abroad in a different country and then that country wins the World Cup, bro. That's so cool.
It was so cool, man. And even like the games leading up to it, like the disqualifier matches or whatever.
Right.
People were flipping cars after games. Like I'd go down to like Champs-Élysées and the Arc of Triomphe is right there. And literally cars are like turned over and people are jumping on them. They're smashing them after the World Cup. I get chills just thinking about it, but like walking down with millions of people down Champs-Élysées and they're singing their song. I'm mumbling what I think they're saying. I have no idea, bro. I have no idea what's going
Chocolate
on.
Chocolate bleu. That's all I've said. No.
Yeah, it's Sacré bleu.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno. But that was cool, man. It was a lot of fun, dude. And yeah, I will forever cherish that memory.
Yeah, dude. Cool. Man.
So
how could you not?
I know. Bro, finally, we get some snow in Colorado. What the fuck? I love it.
I love it, dude.
Yeah.
I wanted to call out sick and go snowboarding today so bad.
Well, it's been snowing in the mountains, hasn't it?
Oh, we finally got, the resorts are finally starting to get some snow.
Okay.
So I text Levi right away. I was like, dude, I hope we get powder for our birthday. That'd be epic.
It's a couple weeks away, dude.
Yeah. It's on a Sunday, which is bittersweet because it's cool. It's on a weekend, but it'd be nice if it was during the weekday. Cause then it'd be less crowds and stuff. Cause I'd be going skiing no matter what.
Yeah. Why don't you just do it? Why don't you do it in the middle of the week too? Treat yourself, bro.
Yeah.
Like do like a Wednesday, homie. I don't know if Levi would be able to do that. I mean, I guess, I don't know. You guys have kids. It's not like you can just pick up and bounce out. Dude.
Oh yeah, bro. If I didn't have, if I didn't have a wife and kid, I would have took all my meetings up there today.
Dude, if I didn't put all my money in the business, I would be in Bali. I was literally thinking about that, dude. And I was like, I really wish that I would have allocated a certain amount of money to just living in like the cheapest but like most tropical place and then working from there.
Damn. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, because my old roommate, Eric, shout out to Eric, was Filipino. And we were talking about like the cost of living in the Philippines. And he was like, dude, if you are making $100,000 a year, and you lived in the Philippines, basically everything is taken care of. You'll have a private driver. You'll have your own place. You'll have cleaning people to come through. You could have your own chef. Like you would be living in like opulence, essentially.
That's insane. Now,
Whether or not that's true, I don't know. But I mean, how dope.
No, it's that be? Philippines is a very poor country. I think like Thailand's very similar. I've looked at trips like because we were going to do Thailand for our honeymoon.
Yeah.
And the flight is expensive, but like to while you're there, you can ball out and live like a king, and you're in a beautiful place. Yeah. I mean, it's amazing, dude.
Yeah. So, but I didn't do that. I live at home.
Hey, that's cool. That's just as cool, dude.
Mm, it's all right.
Yeah.
It's quality time.
With I live at home too, dude.
Yeah, but this is like an extended period of time, and I'm starting to really like get cabin fever, bro. But I mean, it is what it is. Like I'm on a mission, so let's hope days ahead will get me out of this.
Yeah. It'll be like one of those like remember
totally.
You know, or, it'll be one of those for sure.
Yeah, like remember when we had that live cast and nobody showed up except for that one person for 30 seconds,
dude? Yeah, I was gonna ask you about that with the headphones. So that it didn't their email or whatever. Okay. Yeah.
Cheers, we still have them. Cheers. Yeah, I have one left, so I'm saving it for this evening.
I might quit for my beginning of January. We'll see.
Well, look, you can do you. I'll just be a bad influence and be fucking throwing them in every 5 minutes.
I just, dude, I'm doing like probably 6 or 7 a day.
That's a lot. I do maybe 2.
Oh, maybe see what I'm saying? I have a problem. I have 2 in right now.
But I will say, so this morning I took one and I had no food. I had been drinking nothing but coffee and water. Had just gotten done with the gym and I thought for sure it was going to fuck me up. Wasn't that bad? And I thought to myself, damn, maybe I'm getting used to these 6s.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
No, if you're only doing 2 a day, bro, you're probably not. I would strive for
The next one I get is going to be 3. The next one I'm going to get is 3.
Yeah. And
just, you know, whatever. But you know me, I have problems with substances.
Dude, I me too. It's caffeine. Yeah. I'm definitely a stimulant. Like,
I
probably already had 250 milligrams of caffeine today.
Damn.
Is that a lot?
I guess I don't really measure, but I think 250.
Yeah, because I had like, let's see, those cold brew cans from from Costco. I think they're 225, and I had one of those, and then I had a sprinkle of Celsius in my water. So I'm
okay. Hold on a minute, bro. You need to be careful with that, because last time you went to the hospital when you overdosed on caffeine.
Yeah, but the difference is it was a combination. I was, that was like more anxiety, I feel like.
Yeah, I can see that.
I think it was just, I definitely just overdid it. And that was pre-workout, bro.
Yeah.
That's pre-workout. Pre-workout's a different animal.
100%. Yeah, 100%. Yeah. So the other night, bro, I'm cooking my food, right? I'm cooking my meal prep for the week. And I took an edible, but I was like, I kind of want to like, it was during the Bronco game.
Oh, yeah.
Which I want to get to in a minute. And I took about 15 milligrams, which I haven't done for a long time.
Dude.
Yeah. I sent it and I was cooking and I almost had a full blown panic attack.
Yeah.
I almost had to come downstairs and like breathe myself into back into reality.
You see the devil.
Dude, my heart was racing. My palms were getting sweaty. I was like trying to figure out. I'm like, okay, just calm down. Like just focus on cooking your food. Like,
dude, I'm sweating. My hands are sweating just thinking about it.
My hands are sweating talking about it. It was miserable. I'll never do it again. Every time I do this, I think, oh, it's okay. Like, you can handle it. Like, you've been there before. Terrible idea.
Dude, I think that's one of the funniest side effects of marijuana, because there's so many times that if I get too high, I'm just like, dude, I'm never going to smoke again. Like, I'm never. And then I find myself getting high again.
The only thing I could think was like, I really hope that this deters me from using tomorrow. And then the next day I fucking was like, I don't
sent
care.
It. There's been days I'm just like that. I like would get too ripped if I smoke a J. And then I'll just be like, dude, just let me live till tomorrow and I'll stop.
And then I don't.
Actually, I've toned it back big time, bro. Big time.
That's good.
I had to. It's just too hard. It's just too hard to, like, I just don't get to enjoy it as much. So when I just do it sporadically, it's way more fun and enjoyable.
I hear you on that, bro. And for me, if I take it and I'm not doing anything, like if I'm just sitting around, I really don't enjoy it.
You have to do something. Like, dude, playing video games, that's fun. That's a lot of fun.
Yeah. This might be lame, but when I like have to clean,
that's
one of my favorite things to do.
Yeah.
Pop an edible, put on a podcast, and then clean. Dude. And I like cleaning. Like, I don't mind cleaning. It's not a big deal to me. Like, I like having a neat, you know, living area. Yeah. I like to mop my floors and vacuum and make sure everything is all tidy. So like getting high and doing that is a lot of fun for me.
Dude, before my son, I would love to do that too. And then my wife would notice that everything was cleaner because I'm all like focused more. And I'm just like, I'm actually enjoying it.
She probably loved it, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Now I'm just like, whatever.
Yeah. But you just don't have time, bro. It's one thing to the next, to the next, to the next, to the next. Yeah. It's like who has time for cleaning? Cleaning is almost like being able to clean on a consistent basis is almost like a privilege.
Dude, I wouldn't say like shame. No, not even shame. It'd just be like, dude, I don't understand why people hire cleaners for their house. I was like, that's so suburban, like blah, blah. Now I'm just like, dude, I would pay $100 for someone to clean our house, but my wife cleans 24/7, so it's cool.
Yeah. Oh yeah, she loves it.
Yeah,
she's good at it.
I don't know if love. I just think she can't. She has to. Yeah, it's. I think she's programmed. Like, yeah, her OCD gets the best of her.
That's hilarious. You know, one thing that like a couple years ago when I was obsessed with like building wealth or whatever, everybody talked about like things that just take up your time. Yeah. And to your point earlier, like some people think that it's just so like suburban to hire a cleaning person, and the way that these people are talking about it is like, it gives me time back so I can focus on my business.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
You know what I mean?
It's funny you bring that up because I have been on the fence about ordering meals.
I was just going to bring that up.
Yeah. I've contemplated it over and over again, and I've like researched meals. Sounds like Factor is one of the best brands out there for meal. And it's like, dude, do I want to spend $100? I don't know if it's $100 a week or $102 a week or whatever it is, but then I'm like, man, going to the store, cooking, like, yes. Could I cook on Sundays and watch the football? For sure. I should be more disciplined, but then at the same time, dude, it's like, that's my only day to really like my weekends. I just want to be lazy, dude. I just don't, I don't want to do anything, but then, you know, and I also just think when you're go, I just rather not miss out on my macros. So I don't know. I might consider it.
Yeah. Well, I think to that point, like it helps you fit in the nutrients that you're looking to get.
That's the thing.
I feel like I'm gaining more body fat than I want. And it's because I'm just kind of like throwing out like, okay, I'm going to eat this at this time. I haven't sat down and calculated my fats, proteins, carbohydrates like I normally would. Right. I'm just like, oh, as long as I get X amount of protein, I'll be good. But what I'm finding is like that little extra bit of butter that I put in my, you know, my rice and elk, like that adds calories and I'm not even thinking about it.
Yeah.
And I had to kind of take a backseat on protein shakes because like if I have a protein shake plus eggs plus sausage, yeah, cool. I'm getting 50 grams of protein in one sitting, but like it's not really going towards the body that I'm looking to have.
Right.
So, and my metabolism is obviously getting slower as we're fucking getting old, but I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah.
Oh,
no, dude, butter. I love butter. I use so much butter. I cook with so much butter, bro. It might be a problem. I don't know.
I don't know.
I need to get my like blood work done again soon. But yeah. I think I'm in better shape than I was, like I shared with you a couple years ago, bro. That is crazy to me.
I don't remember you looking like that. And that first picture, dude, you know, it's when we went to the first GRC, I remember you being a little bit heavier.
Yep.
But your beard kind of masked it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But then
GRC I remember struggling with alcohol when I went to GRC, for sure.
Whoa.
In that picture, dude, I remember I was drinking too much. I was not happy. So not happy, dude. And then it showed. It fucking showed, bro. It's crazy, dude. I remember going to GRC and just being like drinking for like four straight days. And it's like, why? Why? Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. We're going to probably.
It's going to be unavoidable.
But
that's
way too much. Like, like we have our golf tournament for GRC in January. It's going to be four days of being there. And it's like, I'll have beverages, but nowadays, bro, it's like 2-3. Like I rarely go over four, drinks. And even that is like too much, bro. 2-3 is too much.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I think I have one drink and then don't give a fuck anymore. That's the problem.
That's the problem.
It's almost like I can't even drink at all, which is fine with me. I have got really, when we, for Thanksgiving, I honestly was not looking forward to drinking.
Totally. Same.
But I knew that we were going to, and I was like, okay, sure, I'll kick one back. Like, it is what it is. As soon as you have that first one, though, it feels so good.
Yeah.
And then you're like, okay, I want another one. And then you have that next one, and you're like, okay, now we're vibing. And now we're playing games, and everyone's into it, and we're laughing, and da-da-da-da-da. And then one more? Sure. That one more, over the top, didn't need it, unnecessary. Yep. Woke up the next morning feeling like shit. And it's like, yo, like, why in that moment can I not just be like, hey, like, you're good?
Well, dude, I went, I have our journal, and I track all my workouts in our journal, and stuff like that. And I like looked at all my dates and everything. And then I track it with my watch, and I'm like, look, you started drinking. I worked out all the way up to Thanksgiving, and then I drank back-to-back days.
Oh, yeah.
I took that third day off. So I took 3 days off because I was boozing. I was like, but I also like kind of just had the mindset of I've been grinding. 3 days off is not horrible, but at the same time, I didn't feel good. I was getting anxiety, and stuff like that. And I'd rather, and then you go back to the gym and you feel a million times better. So it's like,
I don't know. GRC is going to be interesting. I might be a buzzkill, to be honest with you, just in terms of not wanting to go. Cause like, here's the thing, bro, is first of all, I want to play well.
Yeah, dude.
That's my biggest thing. Like, my biggest thing is I just want to play well. We'll see if that actually comes to fruition. Who knows? Second of all, we're going to be on a casino resort. I don't win. I lose all my money. So maybe this is just my mentality, but like, I show up to a blackjack table with $100 and I'm like, okay, how long can I last before I lose my $100? I'm going to do that three nights in a row. Fuck you. I'm not interested in that. And then on top of that, there's the drinks. And again, I'll have a drink and have a good time with the boys, but like, once I get into that like rut, then I don't know how to get out of it. Next thing I know, I'm fucking hungover the next day.
I think, let me give you some reassurance though, because I don't think you're going to be a buzzkill, and here's why. If you think about our whole friend group now, a lot of us have like cut back drinking big time. And the group that's going, I think there's only a couple guys that might let loose a little bit. But even then, dude, it's just like letting loose for us is that few drinks. Like, I think everyone has a mindset of going in and playing well, but you have your like Eric's, your Richie's they don't drink at all anymore. Alex rarely drinks. Will, who you haven't met yet, he's a big drinker. He drinks like every day.
I haven't met Will?
I don't think so.
I don't even know who Will is. I didn't even know he was invited. Who invited Will?
He's a golf buddy we've met through like Alex, Eric. He's the guy that gave me the Scotty camera. So he's a homie.
Oh my God. So he's a simp.
He's good people. He's good people.
He's probably cool.
I'm with you, bro. Like I mean, obviously we've been like practicing and training. Like, I want to play well. Our last day at GRC, the fact that we were so hungover and I had the shakes on the first tee, I don't want to do that again, bro.
Oh yeah,
and I lost my match, and it was because I was hungover, guaranteed.
Yeah,
no,
Yeah. Well, I lost to that fucking kid.
We had a lot of fun that night.
Oh, we had a lot of fun. That was the night. The next day I lost to the kid with the fucking
ice putter.
Ice cube putter.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
That's terrible. My putting, I think, is getting a lot better, man. I practice every night.
Good, dude.
So hopefully it'll get better. So I'm talking to Austin and he's like, hey, bro, I just want to say thank you so much. Like, you brought so many people to the tournament. Like, that's so killer. And I'm like, honestly, dude, 100% goes to Richie. Like, yeah. Richie recruited all those people. Yeah. I don't want the credit because I think one person who I'm not going to name on the podcast, in my opinion, is a liability. We'll see what happens. Let's hope that he's a nice person. But I don't know. What's going to happen.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
It might be a great time. Might be a great time. But I don't know. I'm just like, yeah, I'm deflecting. That's not me. I don't know. I brought James and I invited Richie and that's that. So, I'm so excited to see Wilden.
Oh, dude, it's going to be so much fun, man.
Yeah.
I wish you would come out a little bit earlier to do a practice round with us, but I totally get it.
Yeah. Well, here's my thing about the practice round. First of all, it's never done good for me. This practice round, I really dialed in my fucking 5-iron. Great. Oh, wow. Okay. Well, you know, in the practice round, you don't get to know the course. We're not golfing the course that we're golfing the rest of the weekend.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, so it's true. Like, you're not learning the course. You're not learning the putting greens. And then on top of that, it's just another day of being stiff and having to loosen up and get ready for the next day. And so, and it's another couple $100, bro. And I'm like, I'm not trying. I'm not trying to be cheap here.
No, I mean, it makes sense.
I've done practice rounds before GRC before. Never seen a difference in the way that I play. It's just another reason to be with the boys. I love being with the boys. I'll be with them for 3 days in a row.
Yeah. No, I totally like, and the only reason why it was an easy switch for us, it only changed my flight by like 2 hours.
Yeah.
That was it.
Yeah.
And for me, I'm just like, it'll give us opportunity just to shake the cobwebs off and, you know, get
some. But aren't we doing that twice a week already?
Yeah, but we might get one round in because, you know, with winter, we might. It'll just give me, like, make me feel a little comfortable just being out playing golf and actually getting. But I totally hear you, because I think there's something to say about like overplaying can mess you up too.
Yeah.
But yeah, we'll see.
It is what it is. The only thing I will say is I was like, fuck, now I gotta get my own Uber.
Dude, it's like 30 minutes too.
I know.
Yeah, it's 30 minutes.
30 minutes is that far? It's that far?
Yeah.
Because I was looking at it on a map and it's like Highway 85 you can take the whole way.
Yeah, it's
damn.
Do you remember where Tony used to work and live in Fountain Hills area?
I never went to Tony's house. I met him for brunch on my way to San Diego once, but I never.
Okay. It's out that way. So yeah.
Are you guys getting a car? Are you guys renting a car?
I don't think so. We'll probably
Okay.
Yeah. I imagine we're just going to Uber. And I mean, we only need to get to the casino and then that's it.
Okay.
I might try to see my grandma while we're out there.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm going to see if I can like maybe see her for dinner or something the night. I don't know. I'm going to try to work out the logistics and see.
Dude, next, I wish I would have thought about this earlier. We should get her in the tournament, bro. We should hit up Austin and be like, if anybody drops out, bring in your grandma, dude.
I love grandma, but no way, dude. No way.
I would love that, dude.
No.
It'd be hilarious. Obviously, I'm kidding, but
yeah, totally. Like,
it would be fun.
Now that I think about it, there's no girls. There's no girls. So it is just a guys' tournament. Now that I think about it.
Yeah. I don't know.
Which makes sense.
Yeah. Are we going to get pyro flags?
Oh, yeah. We got to do that. Dude, when I looked, they were like, for decent ones for the card, they're like 30, 40 bucks.
Well, I just Googled pirate flags and I saw some for like $20. Like I put golf pirate.
Yeah.
And it has like the teeth are T's and then like the eyes are golf balls. And then like the crossbones are like clubs.
We should test someone else with it. Have them.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So I don't know. It's a weird dynamic. Like, cause I didn't realize he was going to put us all on the same team.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you remember Pierce, but Pierce is usually the captain of the Putt Pirates.
Mm.
I don't know if he's still on our team this year or whatnot, but I kind of feel guilty that he's not. If he's not, I kind of feel guilty about it.
Yeah.
So I kind of feel like I got to make up for it and rep the Pirates hard.
Dude, I mean, we're rolling deep, dude. We're rolling with a lot of cats, bro.
It's going to be hilarious, dude.
We better win. All that. We better win. You can't show up and I'll just choke, dude. That would be embarrassing.
Oh, it would be my nightmare. Actually, it would be fine. Yeah, I don't really care.
We'll be fine.
So, dude, tell me about your Wrapped, bro. So I was laying on my bed and I was like taking a break or whatever. And I opened up my phone. The Wrapped, like the Spotify Wrapped.
Oh, yeah.
2025. So much fun. There's something about that I just really enjoy. And there's something, and like throughout the year, I'll listen to music and be like, 100%, this is going to be on my Wrapped. I have a couple of embarrassing ones. So my number one song and my number two artist is the same person. Is this girl named Jessie Reyes.
Jessie Reyes?
Dude, I was like, what the fuck?
That'd have been hilarious if it was like T-Swift or something.
No. That would not happen. Jessie
Reyes, is she a rapper? Or who, is she country?
No, I don't know. It's like pop music, I guess. Like R&B, pop. I don't really know what you'd classify her as. But she's a short queen, Latina. And something about her music, bro, I just get down to. But she was my number two artist. And two of my top five songs was Jessie Reyes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Damn. Good for you.
Well, it is what it is. The other ones I was proud of.
What was number one?
The same guy for the fifth year in a row. Fucking Nipsey Hussle.
Oh, there you go.
I am such a Nipsey Hussle fan. He's like my number one guy in the gym. I think that's what it is.
Yeah. I was going to say, I think a lot of my stuff definitely is related to the gym.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like just in general, like let's see, number one. My number one's interesting.
What is it?
Rufus Du Sol.
That's like, what is that? Like EDM?
Yeah, EDM.
Yeah.
Zach Bryan's number two. Morgan Wallen. Yeah, dude.
Mark Wallen's your number three. You're just jamming the country, dude.
Yeah, I'm a country boy. Eminem's still number four.
Really?
And then Excision's number five.
Really? That's hilarious. My number three was Domso.
Domso.
French hip hop.
Oh, yeah.
And then my number four, if I remember correctly, and I'll have to look, number four was Bob Marley, which is really bad because I listen to Bob Marley when I take naps.
That means you're napping all the time.
I was like, okay, well, I gotta fucking get out of that real quick.
Dude, Bob's good. That's good music.
I'm proud of number five. I'm proud of number five, which is Jedi Mind Tricks.
Good for you, dude.
Old school hip hop. Yeah, that's my number five. You. Yeah, I love Vinny Paz. I mean, I'll get down to his music any day of the week. So I was happy about that. And then my podcast. Let me hear your podcast. You sent me your podcast. Joe Rogan, of course, number one.
Yeah, I hate to be a bro, well, but it's just like he just has really good guests.
He's doing three or four podcasts a week, dog.
Yeah, and it's just always good guests. Like it's always people that you're just so interested. Like Joe, love Joe to death, dude. He's the GOAT, but like he gets repetitive and I get a little sometimes with him, but at the same time it's like, dude, he's just so well spoken and he's just curious. He's just curious and he's got the right people on. Huberman's number two, which I'm very proud of, dude.
I'm proud of him for you, dude.
Yeah.
I'm happy that you listen to so much Huberman. That's awesome.
It's just where he's got so much good science and information. I thought Williamson would be on there higher. Yeah. And then number three and four is two different fantasy football podcasts. And then number five, the Motivation Daily, Motiversity. Motiversity. So it's like a motivational, it's hype, just gets you hype and stuff like that.
Is it just clips of people like saying motivational things or like what is it?
Yeah, it's pretty much like, you know, you just hear it like David Goggins and Arnold and you, all your, you know, stuff like that just gets you hype. So,
well, my podcasts are not much better than yours.
Okay.
My first one is, of course, Joe. Okay. Shout out to Joe. He, and to your point, like, he does get repetitive, but he brings on people that I've never heard of before that I'm just so fascinated by. Yeah. Like listening to that Lucky Palmer dude.
Even though
I think he's going to be part of the downfall of humankind, so much fun to listen to.
The way his brain operates, you can tell he's moving a million miles per second. He just can't turn it off. He's brilliant.
And he's like outgoing and like kind of funny and just like he has a good personality. Like I can see myself hanging out with that dude and just geeking out on whatever the fuck he wants to talk about. Like that was a fun conversation to listen to. And I had no idea it was going to be like that.
Dude, that technology he's making for the troops that they're already, that is insane, bro. That is insane. We're literally in like the video games we used to play as kids where it's like futuristic and stuff like that. We're literally in that real time.
Totally.
It's absolutely mind blowing, dude.
Totally. No, so, it's wild. I wonder how useful it is in the era of drones. Because as drones get better, like, is it just going to be drone versus drones in the future? You know what I mean?
It's literally going to be robot versus robot.
Right.
And, you know, DJI, like, the company. I haven't turned my drone on in a minute, and I wonder if it even operates right now.
I don't know. It's banned.
Yeah, it's a bummer, dude, because it's like, that's a really expensive drone.
I could be totally wrong. I have a feeling that what's already been sold in the United States can stay here, but I don't think they can continue to sell into the States. I think that's the caveat.
Oh, okay.
But I could be wrong. I really don't. I haven't read anything like that.
Turn it on and tell you.
Turn it on and tell me. And then if it doesn't work, dude, let's see if they'll give us a refund. When I say, I like how it's your drone and I'm like us. Let's see if they give us a refund.
Dude, even if I would like to make sure I get a keep it and stuff like that. But even if I don't, the amount of footage I got like in Switzerland and all the footage I've gotten on that already has just been incredible. Like,
amazing.
Amalfi Coast, Switzerland, the mountains here. Like, dude.
You did it right, bro.
Yeah.
You did it right. You were smart to bring that. That's cool. Oh, that was a cool trip.
Dude. That was best in my life for sure.
Okay. So Joe is my number one, of course. Love Joe. Shout out to Joe Rogan, greatest of all time. Number two, man. Nobody does it better than Theo Von, dude. That guy's man. He's my number two. And the reason why is because he brings on guests that I'm like, what the fuck are we doing here? And they're so much fun to listen to. He was talking about, he brought on a Boston detective, like a former Boston detective. And she was fun to listen to. He brought on a fucking chauffeur and he was hilarious to listen to. He brought on that like little young Amish boy months ago. That was fun to listen to.
Yeah.
And I think he's getting a lot more intelligent as time goes on. I think he's like really bringing like if you listen to the Matthew McConaughey episode, really brings in some great like insightful thoughts and opinions. So Theo Von's number two. What's that?
I was just going to say the only caveat with this is just Spotify, because I actually, even though like 3 and 4 was fantasy football, like, dude, I haven't listened. I used to be a nut job. Like I used to listen to every single day. I listen to fantasy football. Those days are over. Like that's why I was a little surprised that it was on there, because I rarely listen to it anymore. But to your point, like Theo Von, I'll do on YouTube.
I listen to a lot of YouTube stuff for sure.
But Theo's the man.
Theo's the man. He's so funny. Yeah. Number three is the only one that I'm like super proud of, which is Chris Williamson.
Nice.
Modern Wisdom. I'm happy about that.
Yep.
Number four, the only reason why this is not my number one is because they only put out one episode a week. Otherwise, 100%. Matt and Shane's Secret Podcast is my favorite podcast of all time. And it is so useless for my life. It does nothing for me other than just bring me pure joy.
That's
so,
the best part is like, those are the fun ones where you're like, dude, I'm just trying to have something on and not
totally.
I don't need to pay attention super in depth, but then you just hear those little just and one stuff. Yeah.
And then number five is Candace Owens, bro.
I knew it.
Dude.
That's funny.
I saw that and I was like, of course. That actually could be number one if I had been listening to her earlier on in the year, because she puts out five podcasts or four podcasts a week.
Yeah.
And I've been listening to her a lot on YouTube too. So she's probably, I probably listen more to her than most of those other ones, but.
That's funny.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought it was really funny.
That's like, funny, man. It's, I mean, as we're on a podcast, it's just, yeah, it's kind of funny to think that's just like the world, you know, that's how we get so much information now. And TV, you know, we still watch TV, but it's like the only TV I really watch is sports, you know.
Yeah.
I really don't watch TV, or if we're watching shows, you know, with the misses. But other than that, yeah, dude, it's like I'd rather throw on a pod and listen to people jabber for a couple hours.
Totally. I'm trying to get into the routine of like at the end of the night, I try to wait till the end of the night to put on like a podcast, because otherwise I kind of get wrapped up in it and I'm like, I have to finish this conversation.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And like, yep. And like, you can't do that with Joe because his show is like 3 fucking hours long.
Right.
But I'll use that time to put on a podcast. I dim the lights so that I can get better sleep, and I putt.
Nice. That's the best time to do it for
it's
sure.
It's the best time to do it, dude.
Yep.
And you know, I'm full from food, so I don't want to think. I don't want to, you know, I don't want to like have to do any work, which sometimes I have to, but it is what it is. But just to sit there and just putt. And yep, just put on a podcast and listen to people talk about wild shit is fun. Yeah, I'm going to send you a podcast I want you to listen to if you'd be willing to.
Yeah.
The only problem is it might be a gateway drug and you might just be obsessed with it.
Okay. I mean, that's what it's all about.
All right. How long do you have the hour?
Yeah, all we right. got a little bit longer.
Okay. All right. Dude, how about them Broncos? 10-2. I love it.
I had expectations for us to be pretty damn good this year, but they're over exceeding my expectations. Yep. And now it's like the possibility of us actually going to the Super Bowl is, I mean, yeah.
We're such an odd team though, because like if you look at the record, we're only winning by a handful of points each game. The only blowout we have with I think was Dallas.
Yeah.
Was the only one
yeah,
where during the fourth quarter, I was chilling. I was like, okay, I'm happy. Like, yeah, we're most likely gonna win the game. Every other game is like a nail biter.
Yeah.
For what?
Every single game.
Doesn't matter if it's a good team or a bad team, it's just, yep, a nail biter the whole time.
Dude, even but that's safe to say, it's our two losses was the same thing.
True.
You know what I mean? Like we literally, and that's when the Colts were the hottest. You know, they came out the gates. They've been cold lately, but the Colts were a really good team at that time. And we only lost by a field goal. And then the Chargers, you know, at the same time, they came out hot too. So.
And we got screwed. Well, we didn't really get screwed. That guy did commit a penalty during
yeah,
the Colts game, you know, like when he, the field goal.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, that kind of was a penalty.
But. Yeah. But even then, I think at the end of the day, man, it literally is where we're literally reminding myself of the Chiefs of last year. You know, it's like, it's not cute. It's kind of ugly, but it's like, we're finding ways to win. They made it all the way. They lost, you know, but it's like.
I was watching this clip of Aqib Talib,
yeah,
talking about it.
Yeah. With Skip.
What's that?
With Skip Bayless.
I don't know who he's talking to. I just saw a clip. I don't know. But okay, he made a really good point. And he was like, if you look at the 2 years that the Broncos went to the championship with Manning.
Oh, yeah. Manning played like shit.
Well, the first year,
yeah,
dominant. We, yep, destroyed everybody. We were, yep, crushing everybody. We had the most touchdowns, most points.
Yep.
We were the best offense that the league had ever seen. Go to the Super Bowl, and what happens?
Yeah, we got,
you know what I mean? Smoked. Like, we get blown out by a defense.
Yep. Yep.
Don Elway pours a bunch of, you know, resources into the defense. And then that year, it wasn't pretty. We, yep, weren't blowing people out like the way that we were that 1 year with Manning. Manning didn't look very good. It almost looked like maybe that was going to be like, okay, we got what we, yep, could get out of him, and, yep, we win the Super Bowl. So you just never know. And then he goes and he said part of that, and I don't know how, I mean, who fucking knows what it going to be. Is the fact that team had, the second team had really had to prove themselves to themselves and have, yeah, calluses on their hands, and it really had to earn everything. And so by the time they got to the championship, they were still hungry.
Yep.
They were fighting like dogs.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Well, so, and also, if you think about like from a pure stats perspective, I don't know what the data is. I'm sure you could pull it up, but like Bo had a rookie season like crazy last year. Like his QBR, everything. He was, totally. I mean, he was in line with rookie of the year. I don't know if, I don't remember who won it. I think it was maybe Jane Daniels or whatever the case may be, but yeah. his personal stats were way better and he was still winning games. But if this year, his stats might be a little bit lower individually, but if you think about like where it matters most and where he's game managing, that's all that matters, bro. He's showing up at the right times. That overtime drive on Washington, that falling down throw to Sutton when we got our first touchdown. It's like, dude, those are the moments.
Totally.
And he's not turning the ball over. Like he is turning the ball over, but very minimal. He's not taking sacks. Like that's the type of like, who gives a shit? Who gives a shit? Like I play fantasy. A lot of people do. I have Bronco players and it's like they spread it around. Like not one player really does well every week, but we're winning games. And at the end of the day, bro, we're 10-2 and there's something to be said about it. It's the NFL. Every single team can upset, like the Panthers just beat the Rams, you know?
And to be honest with you, bro, I'm not that I'm like, I don't follow his play very well. I've never seen Mariota play like that before.
No,
he played a great game. Our defense could barely put any pressure on him. We got one sack the whole game. Mariota played out of his mind, dude. You know what I mean? And like they're picking on Moss the whole time. I thought Moss did a great job.
Dude,
like,
he looked better.
That one-handed catch that guy got. Moss was all over him. Nothing you can do.
No.
Nothing you can do. Yeah. I thought, and the thing is about Moss, bro, is like people are picking on him because he does have some, you know, PIs or whatever. He gets targeted more than anybody else in the league from a cornerback position.
Yeah.
But he has like the lowest completion rate or allows the lowest completion rate, or at least he did at one point.
Yeah.
I think he's playing excellent. I have no qualms with him at our corner at all.
No, I agree, dude. Look, I'm going to pull up this stat by he's got an NFL rank. Can you see this?
Yeah.
It's just
can you see this?
Well, you probably could actually.
Yeah, 100%, 100%.
Coverage, NFL rank, he's got the most targets.
Yes, I'm saying.
55 targets, completion percentage allowed 40%. Lowest.
What more can you ask for, bro?
It's like I get it, and I think because we're just such fans and we watch every single day, every game. But at the end of the day, man, he's also gets a little bit more because Sertan. He's got big shoes to fill, dude. So they're gonna throw to him more because Sertan's shutting down their number one wide receiver. You know what I mean?
Every game. That's how it goes.
See that play? Did you see that play where number 17? Who's there? The Commanders.
I don't know. That was when I was having my marijuana panic attack, bro. I was struggling.
Oh yeah. Terry McLaurin is like he's a stud and he's their number one. And he did this move where he was just walking, acting like he was just like taking the play off, like they were gonna run it or something. Mm-hmm. And then Sertan was just step with him, and then he sprinted and Sertan just didn't miss a beat, dude.
Such a stud, dude.
He's so good.
He's such a stud. And it's funny because like when someone does like get a completion on him, I'm like, what the fuck, dude? What are you doing? How are you gonna let that happen? Sertan, you're the man.
He's raising the standard, dude.
Well, that's the whole thing with Bo.
Yeah.
Like Bo, if he could just be slightly more consistent throughout the game, there's no doubt that we've got our guy. No doubt. And if you look at the stats, we do have our guy.
We do.
But there are times in the game that as a Bronco fan, our standards are so high.
Yeah.
They were like, what are you doing, bro? Figure it out.
Yeah.
Like, you can't miss that throw. You've got to make those throws. Who the fuck am I, man? I could throw the ball 20 yards max, bro.
Dude,
like he's well, a stud.
Not only that, but like if you, I know this is not even nearly the same, but like we play football every Thanksgiving. I go, yeah. We played football, and this is just us just getting out there and no practice or whatever, like just playing once a year. But dude, it makes you appreciate like the, how hard, even that's a touch football game with your buddies. Imagine 11 going against 11 guys that are trying to kill you like giants. They're yeah. also one thing you don't take in consideration. Their hands are above, like they're putting their hands up yeah. every time you throw. So it's not like you're just sitting in the pocket and you get to just sit back. And I mean, dude, it is, there's a reason why the quarterback position is what it is.
Yeah. With that said, like, I think that we should take a moment to show some tremendous respect to the greatest quarterback of all time, Doug Flutie, where it was like 5'7",
yeah.
Hail Mary passes, just yeah. throwing bombs.
He used to be my favorite.
He's the man. Shout out yeah. to Doug Flutie, bro.
I used to like the Bills. Yeah, Doug Flutie, dude.
Yeah, he's my third favorite quarterback.
Who's your top two?
John Elway and Tebow. Tebow's not, I don't even know who my second favorite quarterback is. I'm going to say Tebow because it was the most amazing year as a Broncos fan.
Yeah, that was such a weird year.
It was the coolest thing ever.
Yeah.
I love Manning. Don't get me wrong. Like, I love Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
I don't know who my second favorite quarterback. You know who it would have been if he wasn't such a fucker? It was
Michael Vick. Yeah.
God, I loved Vick. And then he came out with that shit. What the hell? Oh, let me just tell you a quick story. So I wanted to tell you and Bimbo, which by the way, Bimbo was so much fun, dude. He's so funny.
Yeah.
He's so funny. I played basketball for the first time, pickup basketball for the first time. I can't even remember last time I played pickup basketball. And the only reason why I agreed. So I had just shown up to the gym, and before I even warm up or do anything, I like to shoot, bro. I can't help myself. I just go right to the gym. I pick up
That's
a basketball.
My routine too.
Love it. And then I go and warm up. Like my shoulders and you know, all that. It's a little out of whack. I get in there and there's two people and one guy's leaving. So I'm like, cool, I'll take the hoop. The other guy comes up to me and it's this like taller Asian guy. Okay. Dude has a bowl haircut. He's wearing a wife beater and he's wearing Crocs. And he goes, you want to go one-on-one? And I go, yeah, I want to go one-on-one with you. I'll fucking beat you.
No.
I was struggling, dude. I was putting up air balls. Chimney came in and was like, what are you guys doing? And I'm like, oh, we're playing basketball. First shot I put up, air ball. He's beating me the whole game. And I'm like, there's no way I'm going to let this fucking guy with Crocs on beat me. So I just went straight Kobe. And fucking rallied and ended up winning by 1 point. We played 21. We played 21 and it was 19-21.
Damn, dude.
Yeah.
That's
sick. I was down like 13-19 at one point.
Damn.
And I was like, can't believe I'm losing to this fucking kid.
Well, dude, I mean, no disrespect, but like I don't think the hard part for you is to score. It's more defense.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. The recipe of beating me is really simple. You play the post.
Totally.
Play the post and you're going to beat me because you're going to get me down there one way or another. Like, you can use your weight to push me down or whatever. We're going to have a battle in the post. If you miss your shot, 9 times out of 10, you're going to get the rebound.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing I can do. You know what I mean? Like, just keep getting the rebound until you get it in the fucking bucket. Yeah. You know what I mean? So...
That's comedy.
Yeah, it's very funny. But I think a lot of people will play me and just be like, like
Levi. Levi, remember bet. You guys were going at it?
Bet yeah. On me, bet.
That's fine.
No, but I think y'all can, people,
I'll take all y'all. That's fine.
I'm not even gonna fucking say anything, bro. You cheat. Cause you double dribble and all that. And all that. No, you're a good basketball player. I hate playing against you, dude.
I wish I could play more, dude. I miss it.
Yeah, it's fun, but I was dead, dude. There were times where I was like, I thought I was going to faint.
Oh, it's the best cardio.
Yeah, it's so good, dude.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Come springtime, I'll probably try to play like once or twice a week just because of the cardio to just try to get a little bit leaner.
Are you going at a time where there's actual pickup games?
Nah, that's a problem. is every time I go, like, there's never anyone in there. And I'm like you, dude. I always start my day. My routine is I walk in a gym and I go straight to the court. Mm-hmm. And I do 5 minutes exactly. And then once I'm done with my 5 minutes, then I'll start my actual workout.
That's funny. You do 5 minutes. You know what my thing is I have to, I'll like shoot around, like however I just kind of free flow.
Yeah.
But I have to make 10 3-pointers.
Yep.
And then I go to the free throw line.
Yep.
And I shoot 10 balls, more, no less. And if it, like, even if it's a 50%, it's 50%, usually it's around 70. I can get 7 out of 10 buckets. And then I have to, I leave after making 3 more 3-pointers.
Yep. Okay. And so that's what
I do. I don't know. Sometimes it's 10 minutes. Sometimes it's 20 minutes. Depends on how well my shot's going.
It's funny is I do stick to 5 minutes, but I always do around the world. I do elbows, I do baseline, corner, back, backboard, corner. So I do three shots on one side, then I do, or no, 4 shots on one side, then I do the free throw, then I do 4 on the other side, and then I do the same exact thing on 3-pointer.
So what's,
I
go, elbows?
It's just pretty much a free imaginary free throw line just around the inside of the key. So it's just like short range shot. But I do the same thing. I don't leave the elbow shots until I make them all.
Yeah.
And then I move to the 3, have to make them all. And then I will not walk out of the gym unless I make it.
Yeah, like, me too.
Yeah.
My very last shot has to be a good.
Yeah. It has to be a swish or close to.
Right. 100%. Like if it's a clean shot, I'm like, fuck yeah. But I won't leave on like a, it rolls in type of thing. I'm like, nah, this doesn't feel right. I don't like this.
The only time I really play is like if I go on a Saturday morning, and if they're still playing, those are the random times I get to play. Or if I go in to warm up and then someone's like, dude, you want to play real quick? And I'm like, fuck, all right.
I've been dreading seeing that kid again. I'm like, I don't want to fucking play anymore, dude. That fucking sucked. Man, my heel hurt the next day, my hip hurt. I was dead. I can't do it.
It's just like if they're younger guys, that's the problem, is the gym, it's a lot more younger people that play, and those dudes don't know how to like control their body and play like actual basketball. And it's like, dude, I'm not trying to get hurt because I always get elbowed. Like, dude, I get black eyes all the time still. Like, dudes are crazy.
Well, that dude, and that's another thing about the underneath the hoop.
What do you mean?
Like on at the paint, like oh, in the paint. Paint. Yeah, oh, yeah. I couldn't think of that. I was thinking the post. I hate being under there because I don't want people to be, because people come down with their elbows on me. Boom, boom, boom. So I don't even like playing that, to be honest with you. Like in a real game, if it's not one-on-one, I stay my little ass out of that area, bro.
Yeah, I try, man. I try to remember that. And then I find myself like when I'm in the game, I just can't turn it off, dude. And I just like still drive and I'm like, dude, like I was chatting with Bembo about it separately, just randomly a little bit ago about hoops. And he's like, dude, I stick to the 3-point line and that's it. And I was like, I should be better about that.
Yeah, that's kind of my game. Yeah. I'll let you go here in a minute, but I want to just call out one thing. So I've made a life decision that I'm not going to have a Joe Rogan body.
Well, you're halfway there, so.
I can't do anything about my height, but I was talking to the homie, and I was like, bounties. I was like, hey, listen, like, I've got nice abs, but they're like turtle shell abs. I fucking hate them. Like, help me.
Turtle. You do have turtle shell abs.
I got turtle shell abs and I fucking hate it. So he told me to do a bunch of like suck-ins, like suck in your stomach, like, you know, bodybuilders do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And train your transverse abdominal. So I'm going to do that.
I don't think it's going to change, dude. You've had those abs since I've known you.
Yeah, I mean, like my abs are bulky. They've always been bulky. There's nothing I can do about the bulk. But like, if it looks like I have a gut when I'm not fucking doing anything, that's a problem.
That's fair.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And us doing these fucking videos of us golfing, you just wait till you start editing. Like, I want you to edit at some point, because you'll see how, like, you're like, damn, that's who I am. That's me. I talk like that. I walk like that.
Oh, dude, I've never watched any of our videos.
Oh, it's the worst, dude.
I've never watched the worst one, and I don't know if I ever will, dude. Yeah. I don't want to see. Cringe, dude.
Cringe. I mean, there's an element where you're like, okay, this is where I need to improve. You know what I mean?
For
and
sure.
It gives you an outside perspective.
Well, the golf swing, for sure. You have to.
The golf swing, for sure. Which, by the way, dude, I didn't realize my chicken wing was that bad, bro. It's a situation.
Yeah.
I don't know how to fix it.
Use that thing. Use that tool I got.
I know.
100%. I'm going to start chipping, like warming up just half swings with that. Because that's the intent.
I'm down to warm up with that thing.
Yeah.
Like, if we just warm up with it and then we start to shoot, I think that would be dope.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I'm trying to assess it as much as I can. I find that people who are tall and skinny just get such good leverage, bro. They just got such a good swing. Like, a Joe Rogan body is not made for swinging golf clubs, dude.
I disagree. Because if you watch Chaz, the little person that played in it, he was so consistently just, I mean, it was just, he gets hips.
I'm not saying short.
Okay.
I'm talking about the frame of the body.
Oh, okay. That's
fair. The rotation of my upper body is hard to get.
That's fair.
It's hard for me to rotate my upper body as much as like Wilden is a great example. Dude is skinny as shit.
Yeah.
Okay. Can drive the ball like a champ.
That's true.
Because he has such good leverage.
Yeah.
Like, he just swing.
No, that's 100%. You know,
and I think Chaz, I can't recall what he looks like, but I think he has short legs, but a normal sized torso.
Mm.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a like different anatomy.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think being taller, it 100% makes sense, because I don't know if gravity is the word or whatever, but it's like, dude, if you take this swing, all that, I mean, you get this much more,
right?
You're opening up. This is going to create way more force,
exactly.
Way more, you know, and if you can leverage it and really, I mean, think about the long drive guys. They're all giants. Most of them.
Totally.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, totally. Makes sense. Yeah, so. Exactly. I mean, anybody
like Levi. Levi consistently, he can, if he actually connects well and gets his, you know, body right and stuff like that, dude, he outdrives a lot of us. And I'm like one of the bigger drivers out of our group.
Yeah.
But I'm not the most accurate.
Yeah, but you when you hit it, bro, you can send it.
Yeah. I just need to work on the short stuff.
Yeah.
Like everyone does.
Yeah. Are we practicing tomorrow?
I'll get back to you on that. I want to.
Okay.
TBD. I got to look at my calendar.
Well, I was happy that we moved today.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want to fucking drive. Kristen wants to hang out tonight, and I'm like, we'll see.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I guess with the snow and stuff, it wouldn't even matter, but we'll see.
Yeah. And then the other thing before I let you go, projectors. Send me projectors, homie.
Okay. Yeah, I will.
Yeah.
I mean,
I was waiting for that to come in last night. I was like, ooh, I'm kind of curious about this.
Yeah, I have it. I have one saved. And then if you find another one that would actually pair with that too, feel free to send it. But that literally would be the last thing we would need.
We got everything. We got everything else, bro.
Bro,
test the DJI.
Yeah.
If it doesn't work, bro, let's pawn that shit, bro, and then use that money to fucking get a fucking thing, dude.
it's more the business. It's a write-off.
Dude, you have no idea, bro. I'm sick of spending money. I never thought I was going to say that.
Yeah.
So let's hope dad can help us.
Fucking
bastards. All right, bro. Well, I love you, dude. Thanks for jumping on with me. And I'm going to try and see if Sean is free next week. I thought it'd be fun. Oh, Genesis wants to come on.
Okay.
She's a beauty pageant girl. Yeah. We'll just bullshit with her. I told her, I was like,
I recall who that was. Yeah. Now I remember.
I told her, I was like, listen, I'm going to be honest with you. Like, we changed the format. Like, we're keeping it a lot more casual. And she wrote to me, I haven't read the text message, but it sounds like she's like, that's probably for the best.
Oh yeah. Well, it's just more our style.
Yeah. And then let's keep thinking of names. I'm going to send you some ideas later.
Okay.
I like the name, but I just want to make sure that we're really 100% with it before we move forward.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. No, totally. Dude.
One idea that I had is like just making it like Delop, delusionally optimistic Delop. You know what I mean? Like keeping it short, having a story behind it where we can talk about it, but keeping it short to where maybe people won't get like delusionally optimistic. It's great. It fits us perfect. It is a perfect name for us.
I like the Delop. That's cool.
Yeah. I'll come up with some other things and I'll just send it to your way. And then like Delop with James and Quinn.
Yeah.
That's it.
Dude, I like it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, I'll send you some more ideas and we'll game plan, but love you, dude.
Love you too, bro. All
right, man.
Deuces.
Peace, man.